What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now. Hello.
Three, two, one. What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
ID.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufe Phone Test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufe.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah. T.T.
Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela. It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts now. Big Boy's Neighborhood, please do continue to hang out with us, man. We got a very special, in case you missed it. Well, they all are special, but Kendrick Lamar in the neighborhood for In Case You Missed It, Kendrick Lamar. So make sure you continue to hang out with us. And also for Don't Tell Mom, Don't Tell Mom, there's a swingers party inside.
Hell nah,
don't
man.
Tell mom. You it'd be worse if your mom is the one who threw it. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, you know there's a swinger party inside. She's like, no, I know I invited everyone. Don't tell mom there's a swingers party inside. And also, Marvel is making Deadpool 3.
Yes, man. I'm excited about this
news. I was going to ask, are you excited?
I'm so pumped up because, you know, when Disney acquired 20th Century, people were just asking, like, is it going to be a rated R movie still? Or are they going to Disney-fy it and PG-13 it? But... nah, we got some good news, man.
So it's not going to be Disney-fied?
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Hey, dude, imagine? I've never seen Deadpool.
No?
Nah, have you seen it, Ani?
I've seen the first one. It's funny.
Really, Jace, you've seen Deadpool?
It's so funny. It's He's such an irreverent movie. Superhero.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, maybe before Deadpool 3 comes.
Yeah.
I'll check out one. It's Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2. Yes. Well, Deadpool and Deadpool 2. Okay.
Yeah, you got time in the dark.
Oh, yeah. I know I got time. I got to knock out these pull-ups first that I said for 2020. So making Deadpool 3, I'll get to that. And why are people mad at Meek Mill?
There's a good reason.
Because he's never seen Deadpool 3.
What?
There's a good reason?
There is.
Really? It's not because he gave, like, 10 kids $20 to split? Man, people got upset with that.
Hell yeah, they did.
Hell yeah, we all tell people what to do with their money. All right, so people are mad at Meek Mill. All right, and, oh, I know what it is. Yes. I got gotcha. You.
I don't know.
All right. Still love him, though.
Right. Well, I mean, it didn't come on a sports channel, Luke. You know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying? Yeah. And
or
it's
an
not
adult
on,
one.
Yeah, and you can't pour it out of a keg. All righty. So y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that
Big
time
boy.
For your phone tap. This one right here is where Luther calls an airline, man, because he wanted to buy a couple seats on a flight. But he's too ashamed, you know, to sit with other people. He's a large individual. He wanted to see if he could sit downstairs in the cargo area down there with
Wait,
the luggage.
What?
But the customer service on this phone tap, I love her. Let's go to get
good.
Into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Calling about a flight from LAX to Las Vegas.
Okay.
Leaving out on the 18th.
Okay, and how many are traveling?
It's a one. I'm a large individual. I'm like 6'3", close to 460 pounds.
Okay.
And with I can't fit in the seat, so I was wondering if there's a possibility I could bring in like my own seat or if I could just stand around in the back.
You have to buy like two seats.
Is it better that I buy two tickets, or is it better that they just throw me in the back or sit in the bathroom?
No.
The flight attendants, they sit in like a nice, comfortable seat. You think one of them will let me sit there?
They're not comfortable, believe you me.
I'd rather just sit like in the bathroom or something, because if I get two seats, that's kind of embarrassing to me.
No.
What if the seats aren't together?
Well, you have to have them together.
No, I can't tear myself in half.
No.
I wish I could. Everybody calling me fat boy and everything. Everybody's going to point at me. It's a thyroid disease.
I know. It's okay.
That
sure is.
You sure I'm a fat is that what you said?
No.
Oh. Now you're laughing at me just like the kids in my apartment building little
Would you like your confirmation number?
Hold on. Let me get a pen here. Okay, go ahead. Confirmation number.
Confirmation is G like George.
Okay.
Number 4, number 6, 7, H like Henry, and B like in boy.
G as in giant, 4, 6, 7, H as in heavy, and B as in boy.
Right.
Heavy boy. That's funny you pulled that one up. And these are for the two seats for me?
Yes, sir.
And does the armrest come over, but do I have to break that out and throw it somewhere?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Okay, this is America. I know you're probably thinking I'm a fat freak, but...
No, I wouldn't.
You know, I'm a nice person if you get to meet me.
I know you are. Thanks for calling.
All righty, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. Bad play of the day, Louis G.
Bad play of the day goes to everybody who invested in this one stock that Elon Musk supposedly told them to.
Oh,
this is what
no.
happened. Listen to this situation,
what happened?
Man.
Because we went in on that.
Yes, man.
So, no, I paid.
Oh, you went.
No,
you're
kidding.
One of them.
No.
Bad play of the day goes to this, man. Elon Musk had tweeted something out, and he literally tweeted out two words. It said, "Use Signal." That's it. Just use Signal.
U-S-E?
Yes, U-S-E Signal. That's okay. it. So people went crazy, and they're like, oh, my gosh, he's talking about this healthcare company in Texas.
Oh my God,
let's invest in this stock. Yeah. So everyone just piled in all their money in this stock, and their stock rose 1,500% in a matter of 24 hours, big.
Oh,
that much money
God.
Went into it, right? Then he came back and clarified that, no, I meant use Signal, the messaging platform that I've been using. That is
like U-Signal. Like,
U-Signal, right. The Signal app that right. you use to message people, which is the
so
rival
to... So then everybody moved their butt money over to Signal, the app.
They're not even public yet.
Oh, my God.
So that
God.
Application isn't even public yet. So people were just quick to act on it and then put all their money in this one stock. They don't even know what the hell it is. So now this little company in Texas is like, hell like, yeah, we rich.
Yep. Mama.
We rich.
We got it. I don't know what happened.
But imagine
but
like...
this Elon Musk, he said something.
I love it because there is companies that give their employees shares and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So imagine that, just like waking up in 24 hours and be like, Elon Musk.
Hell yeah.
Rich, bro.
I wish he'd make a mistake and say radiobigboy.com yeah. or something. Right?
The you influence know? That dude has,
oh
man, is
God.
Crazy, right?
Hey, dude, but you know what? If I would have saw that, I would have thought like, okay, what is this?
Yeah,
you know
the same thing. Because
yeah,
you know,
he's sending it out.
The stock market ticker was SGNL or something like that. So it was like, oh, they're talking about Signal, this one company.
People
like,
went and found it.
Hell yeah, they did,
yeah,
bro.
People were like, man, forget those lotteries.
It seems like nowadays, ever since the pandemic, everybody is a stock investor. Everybody I know like, yo, are you a Robin Hood? Are you buying this? Are you buying that? Are you on this? You should do this. And I'm just like, I made $2 today. And I'm just like,
hey, man, I'll take $2.
Hell yeah. More than you had yesterday, huh?
Dude, I'll take making $2 today than losing $2. Today.
It Ooh, got me into true. It too. I have Robinhood now, and I have a couple little investments here and there.
You know what Robinhood is?
No, what is it?
Mm.
Well, it's the app, yeah, to
yeah,
invest.
Yeah.
But
they want more.
Oh, okay.
Steal
that's
from
fine.
The rich, hang with the poor. Ice Cube lyric.
Yep.
I'm just playing. Look at
it. I know what it is, but
yeah, all right, y'all stick around. Yeah, y'all radio's Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani up in here. What up, Ani?
Big, I have been seeing this all over articles, just all over the news, but Dr. Dre, he's still in the hospital, mm-hmm. is what it's saying, still in intensive care. So last week he went in because he suffered a brain aneurysm last Monday, and they're saying that he's still there, although he did come on Instagram after it was reported, and
yeah.
he said, I'm okay. And I said, you said that you had spoken to him
yeah,
through
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he texted me the day that everything we found out, because he went down on Monday,
yeah.
and then everybody, you know, kind of publicly found out on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. and I had just hit him just kind of checking in, you know, I'm working out, so on and so forth, because he's, you know, he's always talking about it, so,
yeah.
and then he didn't hit me back. So later that day, that's when we found out that, you know, he had the brain aneurysm, mm-hmm. and he texted me back, you know what I'm saying? So we were just going back and forth via text, but I talked with him last night as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
he
amazing.
Looked
oh.
good, you know, and I don't want to put a lot out there, but
yeah.
we, you know, FaceTime, and he,
oh, wow.
like, man, so...
That's
so I have a good, a great, great, great feeling.
That's
you know
amazing.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Big, like, I didn't realize exactly what a brain aneurysm is until he
yeah,
went through
scary.
It. So I was just watching it. But basically, isn't it when there's like a balloon in your, like your vein, basically
yeah.
your vessel in your brain, and it pops and it bleeds. And oh. when you think about what he survived, you're like, this is a living legend. Like, thank
yeah, nah,
God.
Yeah, no, good dude, man. That great dude.
Uh-huh. But yeah, just wishing him the best and
yeah.
everything. Wishing him for him to come back, make another album. Like, that's the goal. So the goal is to get another album from Dr. Dre, 2021.
Yeah,
putting it
man.
Out there.
Imagine. Love you. Hello. Y'all stick yes. around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. You like this suit player?
Yes.
Yeah, man. All righty. Idiot Awards going down, Luigi.
Today's Idiot Award goes to all the college students in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Ooh, Tuscaloosa.
Who waited over 5 hours, Big. not for COVID testing,
right.
not for the COVID vaccine,
right.
not for a free chicken sandwich,
right.
but to spend over $200 just to get inside a bar to watch the college football national championship
so
game.
So it was $200 to get inside
just to get
the bar.
Inside the bar,
there
bro.
Was a 5-hour wait. Yes. And this is in 2021 or
this
is this 1987?
2021.
Oh, so they, okay.
Yes, man. Alrighty. You know, with COVID and a lot of things are shut down, I guess bars are open in that city. And obviously the national championship, Alabama's in it. It's against
Damn.
Ohio State. And there was hundreds of students out there waiting. No social distancing, no mask.
Oh,
you just
gosh.
See these kids, you know, the you just see how much they're paying. They said they were charging up to like $300
oh,
for them
gosh.
To get inside just to watch this game.
And then they broke the window and one person went and sat in the manager's chair. Then the other person had like the speakers. That, yeah, like, yeah. The other guy had horns, right?
Oh my gosh. I love these are college students, bro. They're not going to follow the rules. DeMayor did come out and do this PSA right here.
In the days ahead, as we get ready for the national championship game, and especially that night, we all have a role to play. COVID-19 has changed everything, and we even have to change the way that we celebrate, especially on Monday night. Make certain that we wear a mask, that we practice social distancing, that we adhere to the laws and regulations that have been put in place by the state. Mm.
All college students heard was blah, 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 yeah. blah, 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 blah. Let's go drink
yackety,
and party.
Smackety. You even hear one person in the audio say, you're not my dad.
Oh, my gosh. But those idiots, man, who waited, we got to give them the idiot award.
Oh, man. Here Come you on. Go. You paid up to, what, $300?
Yes.
Oh.
You're dumb. You're stupid.
What number are you? Can you hold my space?
You're an idiot.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radio is Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani, what are people talking about?
The president
yes.
might not be our president anymore, Big.
Yeah, sooner than what we thought possibly,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah, apparently they're trying to impeach him for the second time again. And mm-hmm. this has never, ever, ever happened in the history of the U.S., which is crazy.
This dude is, he's still a Teflon Don.
Hell
don't get
yeah.
it twisted.
Man. Knock him out of square, dog.
Yeah, he a Damn. Teflon Don, man. But he done got away with so much.
Uh-huh. Do you think he'll go to jail, like, if he does get impeached?
I don't know. You know, they're saying after he, you know, finished with the presidency, then there's different charges that they could bring upon him.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, Ooh. So we shall see. You know, he won't be, you know, like us. Oh, he's just a civilian. But yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, there's
imagine-
a lot of that goes away. See, like people just waiting too, like, all right, and he hit the last steps. All right, get him.
I imagine that. If him to be in jail like Jeffrey Epstein kind of was.
Can
like,
you imagine?
That's what I think would happen to him. Cause, like,
I would
be
love
so
to see his mug shot.
Hilarious.
You know
no
what I'm
die.
Saying?
About to hair
dye. Yeah. Or can you imagine they go check on him in like 6 months? And what his hair look like? Yeah, he's
no
going to look
tan.
A mess.
Imagine
Hell
the
yeah.
officers that have to book him and be like, get naked.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Spread him. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. How much do you weigh? 230. No, stop it. Stop it.
He's probably wrinkly.
Hell yeah.
We
yeah.
finally got the in, truth.
Yeah, exactly.
On scale.
He'll be in a protective custody. Yeah. And then you have all these other knuckleheads that'll commit crime so they can go in and be in the same yeah. facility with him and look out for him.
Gosh.
Yeah. You have Horn Boy or whatever his name is. You see Horn Boy, how yeah. they say, oh, he hasn't eaten since Friday because they won't give him an all-organic meal.
Yes, are you? Bro. I didn't see that they said
yeah,
that.
Man.
Are you kidding?
I swear.
Jace, it's the first thing you pull up.
I didn't hear that
it's,
part.
It's yet. Been what? There. Yeah. He, his mom said in his public defender in Arizona, he hasn't eaten since Friday because he hasn't gotten his all-organic meal, his or shaman organic
oh,
meal.
My, I hope they feed him some nasty
man,
and greasy.
Man, don't do the time if you get what is don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
His mom's gonna sneak it in now.
Yeah, man. Donald gonna bring it in his Oh, my bad. I said organic. He don't know nothing about that. Oh. Yeah, no. So yeah, we'll watch this whole impeachment for the second time thing
oh
and see what's going on. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big boy. Louis G up in here. Don't tell mom.
All right, here we go. Listen to this, man. Don't tell mom this story because she's either going to get really excited or she's just not going to want to hear it at all, bro. So there was an illegal swingers party going down at a farm, right, with 40 couples in Argentina, and police were sent out there to shut it down. They knocked on the door, and when they opened it, Big, they were greeted and invited right in.
Oh,
Why?
Man.
Because they were mistaken as the strippers for the night.
The entertainment is here.
Yes, man. Dude, the cops are saying that one of the girls even ran into him and whispered at him and said, look at your eyes. You warn me.
Hey, man, I bet he was like, damn, I wish I was here not as a police officer. Wish I was here to partake.
But imagine just opening that door to see 40 couples just having a good time partying. Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're here. I can't believe that. Oh, yeah.
Where were they at?
Argentina.
Argentina. Okay, I was going to do an Australian accent, which all my accents sound the same.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. You got your badge on, huh?
Yes, I do,
you're
actually.
You're so hot.
What's going on here, man?
It's a hot party. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, get everybody to the Molly line, please. To the Molly line. And we are asking that if you're going to come inside, you do go and visit the actual condom room, all right? Masks are extremely optional. I can you get down if you're wearing one, right? All right.
Yes. But you're all under arrest. Can you imagine just coming in?
We are the police. We are not the dancers. Even though, thank you for saying that my eyes melt you or whatever you said, I appreciate it.
My eyes warm you.
Yeah, my eyes warm, man.
You warm me. That's what it was, bro.
Oh,
but,
man.
Hey, man, the funny thing is these cops came out and said this isn't the first time that happened. Said they've been to another event or another party where they had to shut it down, and they also thought they were the strippers, too.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure cops get that a lot.
Can you imagine one of the girls, like, take their gun and lick it or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Start grabbing on their belt.
Like, hell yeah. Like, man. And probably just as a man, they got to be in there like, damn, this is a happening party.
Uh-huh.
Like, man, I wonder if she been knocked down yet. It's still early. Maybe I got a chance.
What do you do at that point? You can't arrest them. You just got to give them a warning, right? Like, hey, keep the smashing low.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, please don't come outside with this.
Just
I don't know. What do you do
farm
at your swinger parties?
I don't go to swinger parties.
The 5'5 and under swinger parties.
I don't go to those.
You never joined, like, one of those basketball leagues or anything?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah. What do you mean?
What do you mean
those
5'5 and under?
No, come on, man.
Right.
No, there's leagues like that specifically just for height?
Who's going to Google now?
Is there leagues just specifically for height?
Oh, yeah, there's 5'5.
Is that discrimination against short people?
Discrimination is put on by short people.
Oh, okay. So
he said
that
discrimination. Yeah, that's like me saying, man, the Black Panther party. Like, what? Isn't that a denial? No.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's put on a by league short that's put on by, yeah, that's 5'5 and under. You got to be that. Huh. All righty. Google it.
Is there an age limit?
He's like, he really on it now. Y'all stick around y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood is about that time for your phone tap on the tens. This one right here, man, is Locksmith Lover. Well, Luther calls a locksmith because he and his lover, Quincy locked him out of the house, man. And I love how there's an argument on the phone. And the lady, you know, we put her into it. Shout out to my man, Fuzzy Fantabulous, for playing a part of Quincy. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boys Neighborhood. I was calling to see if I can get a locksmith out. I'm locked outside of my property.
Where are you at?
Hold on for a second. Let me just call inside my residence to see if somebody pick up the phone. That way I could save me some money. See if they pick up the phone.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
He's asleep.
It's Luther. I'm outside.
I know you outside. You're going to stay outside. You are locked out, Luther.
Open up the door.
Luther?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Then there'd be no way that I'd be able to come over there and help you.
You opened too many doors for him already. No, not today.
Okay.
Come in here. I'm not opening the door. Come in.
Quincy, be quiet.
I'm sorry. I won't be able to help you because I've got to take
him. He's sorry.
Don't attack my character in front of a stranger.
You attack my heart, Luther. My heart.
I did not attack your heart. You let that go.
I'm going to let you go.
No. Let me tell you. You're going to make me hurt myself. You need to be quiet. Mm-hmm. Let me speak to somebody that understands. Ma'am.
Okay, Luther.
He doesn't understand what love is. I love him. And now he got me locked outside the house like I'm some common trash. Everybody wonders why I'm losing weight. And everybody wonder why my hair is all nappy. And why I'm letting myself go is because I'm so much in love. And he is not reciprocating.
I don't reciprocate that kind of garbage.
I need someone that can speak to me.
You need to put a lock on your mouth, Luther.
Both of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Just because you love somebody doesn't mean they're always good for you. Maybe you should go a different way.
But see, locksmith lady, that's what I'm telling you. I am good. Good to him. Quincy, am I good to you?
At times.
So come and open up the door then. I'm standing out here, people looking at me.
Oh,
I'm out here crying.
I'm standing out there crying in the street.
Yeah, my mascara's running and everything.
Oh, Lord. Now that's embarrassing.
Quincy.
Yes.
Open up the door, sugar.
Tell me you love me, Luther.
I love you. Okay, I said it. Open up the door!
Whatever.
Come open up the damn door!
Oh, Lord.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Survey says.
Survey says.
Honey, survey says.
Survey says that if you exercise for 11 minutes a day, you will live longer.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so.
Damn, it's always something with exercise.
This is good, though.
Yeah, it is. Minutes? Especially 11 minutes.
Yeah, like you could
Everybody thinks, like, man, I could do 11 minutes, but you haven't been doing 11 minutes.
But you could start now that you know you'll live longer. There's, like, a motivation. But, Big, it's like you can go mop the house for 11 minutes, you know, like vacuum for 11 minutes. But this new study is amazing because we're all, you know, they're saying that for 2021, which I feel like this is for every year, but everyone's resolution is to lose weight.
Yes.
Like, the number one. So this way, you can literally just... You could do wall squats. I do that at home.
Yeah.
Or you could do regular squats. Or like if you're watching TV, which is what I always do when I'm watching Netflix.
Wait, watching TV is an exercise?
No. But this is how you can mix it in, you guys. You just put your mat in front of the TV and you start stretching or you start doing different things and you're exercising while
you're
watching TV.
But you know what? And I'm going to tell you, I've been working out, right? And we know every year. Did they have to tell you that 11 minutes of working out could increase your life expectancy? We didn't know that with 20 minutes and 45. Like now that's the one where it's like, oh, okay, I'll save my life because now it's an 11 minute
investment. Now it's like easy. I'm like, oh, this is easy to save my life. Why not? Let's do this.
I think that if I wasn't doing 45 or 30, then I'm not going to do the 11.
In my neighborhood, every single morning, there's this little old lady that comes out every morning to stretch.
Yeah,
a little Asian
that.
Lady. And she's like, she must be like 80 years old. I don't know what she's doing, but she's out there just stretching every single morning.
People know exactly what it is. I'm trying to think.
Tai Chi. Oh, man. I'm like, man, she's stretching. We're not.
You need to get on out there with her.
Like, what do you do for your exercises that are...
Like, right now, I'm just doing a lot of strength training, walking, treadmill.
How long do you walk?
A lot of stretching. I walk 45 minutes.
Really?
So I do 45 minutes on the treadmill.
Wow, that's really, my God, that's really, really good. I can't even walk for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't turn it on. I'm on the treadmill for 45 minutes. I'm not going to start turning it on until the 22nd. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it does. Hey, dude, I said I get on the treadmill.
That is true.
I'm on the treadmill for 45 minutes, man. And plus, when you download, like, the first 48, it's about 45 minutes per episode, not including the commercial, all right? For those out there, how is your exercise resolution going? How is your exercise resolution
going?
Yeah, hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. How is your exercise resolution going? Let's go ahead and bring Aaron into the neighborhood. Aaron, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Aaron. How is your exercise resolution going, Aaron?
Getting off to a slow start, Big. Slow start.
That's better than a no start. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Slow start, no start. Now, why you say slow start, Aaron?
Man, you all know that the beginning of this year has been crazy. But you know what? The wife and I kind of bought into the Peloton the Peloton kick last year, and that's what I've been working on. And, you know, just having it in the house, it's real easy to just say, oh, I'll get on it later. So just making sure that I just stick with getting on it in the morning or when I get home from work. You know,
you purchased the Peloton, the bike?
Yeah, the bike. Yeah,
that's a hell of an investment. How much did that cost?
It's a couple G's, man. But it's worth it. I dropped about 30 last year. So.
I heard that. Have you put on any from the 30? Like, well, I picked up 50.
You know, the holidays got me, man. They got me back about halfway, but not too bad.
Peloton is right there, bro, and you'll get back on it, right?
No doubt.
I heard that. When was the last time you got on it? You're like, Halloween?
Friday.
Friday?
Last Friday.
Were you pedaling or were you just sitting on it?
Watching TV.
Come on.
No, I mean...
That's so true.
I mean, there's times I'll just stand on the treadmill for 45. Like I told you, I'll stand on the treadmill for 45 minutes. And I'll just say, I was on the treadmill.
I do have a big flat screen sitting right in front of it, so it's easy to put on a game or a movie, and you stop and you get distracted.
I heard that. Well, you know what? If it doesn't work out for you, my guy Jason here said, let me know if you want to sell it or if you want to sell it.
I'll take your Peloton for 30%.
Yeah.
It took long enough to get it delivered. I'm gonna hold on to it for a little bit.
Yeah. I heard that. Yeah, how long did it take? Because you got to get those kind of like it, and it was a backlog. I mean, like as far as getting it, huh?
Yeah, you know, I got it before all the pandemic started, so I got it a little bit quicker than it took, you know, during the, you know, after March. It took me about 4 weeks or so to get it, which wasn't bad compared to what some people had to wait. But
yeah, this thing says most spikes will be delivered 8 to 10 weeks.
Man.
Damn.
Yeah. You know how much weight I can put on in 8 to 10 weeks? How much weight I can put on in 8 to 10 weeks?
What?
Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani, click of the day. What we got, love?
We got people mad at Meek Melvin.
Oh.
So they're mad at him. I don't know if you guys follow the stock market or cryptocurrency, and especially when it comes to Bitcoin, but there's a lot of trouble.
Mm.
It was really, really high. It was at like 41,000.
Yeah, man.
And everyone's like, oh my God, I can't get it now. Then it drops like $10,000 to 33, then 32, then 31. You're like, what happened? So I go on to Twitter,
okay,
right? Because Twitter has all the answers.
Yeah, they do.
And I see
some
Meek.
Of them are real too.
So I see Meek Mill trending, and I go down this rabbit hole, and people have screenshots of the crypto going down. They're like, Meek Mill, you're the reason these cryptocurrencies
they blame the
down.
Cryptocurrency slide on Meek Mill?
Yes, because he tweeted to his followers, if you're a fan of mine or a follower, please make sure that you invest or learn about stocks and crypto because I want to see you grow. You know, he's trying to do this for just all his fans, trying to be a good influence, and people are like, stop doing that. You're making the numbers go down.
Man, this is the same guy that tried to get people to go vote. And those numbers didn't hella go up, but he can make the cryptocurrency go down.
I love Twitter, Big. That's all I have to say.
You know what's the trip, man, is I don't quite understand the cryptocurrency, you know, get down.
Same here, Doug.
But people that so do, confused. They like, man, you got to go crypto. You got to go crypto.
You do. Big, I bought Bitcoin $100 worth 2018 of January, and I didn't think anything of it. Someone told
Let
me.
Let me have it.
You're worth that 400-something bucks right now.
Yeah, see? Yeah,
like, good. It's crazy. That's why, so ever since
I got a $20 bill that I've had probably about the same amount of time, and it's still at $20.
Still $20.
Still value that $20. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, grow your money. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, like, do you do stock invest or do you do any investments
yeah,
like
I do
that
stocks.
Big?
Yeah, I do stocks. Oh. I do property.
You don't
know
do
what
crypto,
saying?
Though?
I haven't done crypto. I got a mining machine
here.
You got
a mining machine. Yes, he does.
Yeah,
what?
Man.
I don't know what that does.
Yeah.
You have a mining machine?
I have a crypto. Yeah, and it just puts money in your account. I don't know when you have it hooked up. If something went down.
Oh.
I never hooked it back up,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Like, man.
Okay. But no, crypto, you guys, Elon Musk said Dodge coins is the next one to go up. And it's
I don't know. Elon
penny.
Musk also said something else that he
signal.
Was just thinking of.
No,
signal.
Signal.
And everybody went and did that. So Elon Musk said
Dodge coins is going to be the next one, and it's under a penny right now.
See, I would listen to him before I blame everything on Meek Mill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's true. Called Dodge Coin.
Yeah, but it's spelled with one D. So D-O-G-E.
Oh, really though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I invested in that. I think
when
everyone
say,
should invest.
When you say Dodge Coin.
Yeah.
All righty.
Make sure to invest. It's like really, because ever since quarantine started, that's what I've been doing.
I heard that. Well, damn, you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you. Stick around your radio's Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Boy. Neighborhood. Louis G, what up, er?
We got to talk about Deadpool, Big.
Are you a superhero? Delicious pass.
I can't believe he's still alive.
I can't believe you left the house in that shirt.
Where the f*** is everyone?
Yeah.
I realize that you're new to this, but relax. You've been chosen by a higher power.
Did he just call himself God?
I think he did.
Luck is not a superpower. We are so f***.
No.
Luck? What coked out, glass pipe, sucking freak show cover the earth?
I'm in.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm in.
How in the f***? Are you in already?
Dude, I've never seen Deadpool.
Bro, it is rated R to the max. That's why a lot of people love him. Yeah, man, there's nothing PG about it. And the president of Marvel Studios said that Deadpool 3 is going to be rated R, and it's going to be a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And they were always rated R?
Always rated R since the get-go,
okay,
bro.
So what's the difference now? Like, why
well,
is it a big deal?
Well, the difference is because Disney had acquired 20th Century, which owns Deadpool, and people were wondering, like, is the third installment going to
be like, hey there, boys and girls.
Right. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Can you please get off the sidewalks? No, man. But yeah, the president came out and said, no, it is going to be rated R. And Ryan Reynolds has the script in hand right now, reviewing it. And hopefully they'll start filming next year.
Oh,
and
so we talking about 23 or something, 24.
2023, they're expecting the movie to come out.
Wow.
That is a long-ass time.
Hey, man, I wonder if we'll be sitting here saying, man, it's out this Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It'll be fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will come fast. Especially
I'm just talking about what we still be here.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, that's true.
I know the movie's going to come.
Yeah, you man, with the amount of movies that Marvel's going to be pushing out, especially, you know, in theaters, on whatever, Disney Plus and stuff like that, it's going to be insane.
This Friday. in your living room. The man that, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a world.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Dude, just imagine.
Put that on pause. I got to use the restroom real quick. Yeah.
Dude, there was also another random rumor about Robert Downey Jr. becoming a villain in like the Star Wars universe. Imagine that. You think Disney would approve something like that?
No. Nah, I don't know.
Not at all, dog. I don't
think
so. Hey,
man, when do you think you... Do you miss the theater?
I miss
the theater
so much. Yeah.
I miss walking up the stairs. I miss the seat. Man. I miss the popcorn.
The hot dogs. Just chilling.
Man.
The loud music.
Bringing my own food in.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. That is the best.
Hell yeah. That
man,
sucks,
hopefully
man.
We'll be back. Well, maybe we'll see Deadpool 3.
Yeah, probably, right?
In the theaters. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Miss any of Big Boy's Neighborhood?
And then Jace, as soon as you said that, he was like, yeah, sis, I understand. Because now on my thing, when I look, it doesn't say Marvel or Disney, it just say like Avengers. Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting here like, all right, what are we doing here?
Is that how Jason talks?
Yeah.
Bro.
Surfing, man. Like, yeah. Just going to Costa Rica, feeling some hot sun, bro.
Log on to RadioBigBoy.com.
Yellow.
Hear that all day.
Big Boy Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. In case you missed it, what we got?
We got Kendrick Lamar, big.
Love it. K-Dot, what up?
Congratulations to Kendrick because his major debut album, now it wasn't his first album, but it was his major album when he was on a label, Good Kid, Mad City. After 8 years, it's back on the top 10 for Billboard.
It's been 8 years for Good Kid?
And Big, my favorite. So I went back to look at our videos. You were one of the first people to ever interview him when he dropped this album. And you guys asked him, you said, hey, when this album came out, like, what is the cover about? Who's on it? Explain it to us.
You know, that album cover, you know, I had it for years. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be my album cover. Everything was really premeditated. And that picture just really represents the lifestyle, you know, me growing up in Compton and being influenced by so much. Those were my uncles, my grandfather. So when you hear me talk about something like swimming pools and I say, you know, what parties was going on, that was really me. You know, and that's my lifestyle. That's you know, what I represent. And that was really just a struggle. People want me to do a different cover, but I was like, no, this is it. This is what's going to be, you know, and this represents me.
Good Kid, Mad City, man. Album available for you right now. What does that mean?
Man, Good Kid, Mad City. I like people to go into the album and really understand it and break down. But the whole story and the concept, really a self-portrait about myself, you know, trying my best to escape the influences of the city, you know, and figuring it out. So if you listen to it from top to bottom, you would get the whole aspect and concept.
What does it feel like to actually have people really either in their headphones or, you know, or holding that album, that body of work that
I was
put
doing
together?
That on my way up here, just looking at it, constantly looking at it. Like, man, I put so much time and devotion, you know, into having this piece of art inside my hands, man, and I'm just ready for people to hear it.
Hey, man, he said, I'm just ready for people to hear it. And then think we heard it.
Yes.
And the phenomenon that Good Kid, Mad City is, and the phenomenon that Kendrick Lamar is.
Yeah, and I was...
That's crazy.
When you look back at this album and you see the titles, you're like, whoa, you got Swimming Pools, Backstreet Freestyle, Good Kid, Mad City, the song itself, Money Trees.
Hey, man, and congratulations to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he continues to outdo himself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so good when you can listen back to something that's older audio and just see someone that really stuck to what they were saying, and the people love him, you know. And there was so many people that was on Kendrick before I was on Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? So I would thought I was on early, then you get like Letty, who was on early, and you know,
like Section 80 early.
And I knew, you know what I'm saying, that with DJ Head and Chuck, you know, so there's people, so they gotta be, if I'm tripping, they really got to be tripping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So
but
cool.
You can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Big, you know, we were talking about it too, but we recently heard some audio from Donald Trump and the Georgia's Secretary of State, right? It was the leaked audio, like 55 minutes of it, of him trying to pressure him to find 11,000 votes.
Yeah, man.
Some way, somehow, whatever.
You don't have a drawer over there?
He was just a big bully. But towards the end of the audio, people notice that something strange happened. Listen to this.
Hey, but I don't want to get into it.
Because we found a way in other states, Slater, excuse me, but we don't need it because we're only down 11,000 votes, but I don't want to get into it.
People are saying that Trump farted during the call.
Did he fart during this call?
I don't want to get into it. We found a way in other states, Slater, excuse me, but we don't need it because we're only down 11,000 votes.
I got to go back and listen to the actual audio again.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he was saying excuse me because he really farted, or he said excuse me because he felt like he cut the lady. Well, no, he wouldn't apologize for cutting the lady off.
I'm talking about Trump.
Yeah,
they really brought in professionals. They brought in an audio expert to try to figure this out. So
they didn't bring nobody in to smell his chair. That's what I would have done.
But it's one of those things. What's the saying? If you smelt it,
if you smelt it, dealt it. But
why would you say excuse me right afterwards? Right. That's one of those things where it's
automatic. Just sound crazy coming out of Trump's mouth anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. and we slowed it down. Yeah, you can really hear it on that one. Okay, we manipulated that one. All right, we did a little extra. Yeah,
but man, people are still trying to figure out. This is like a what do we call it? Fartgate?
Right.
Fartgate.
Yeah, man.
What do you call this Fartgate with Donald Trump?
Yeah, man.
Did he fart? Did he not fart? What happened?
Here's another one. Or he's gonna come back and say he's the best farter. He farts better than President Obama if he claims it.
I claim mine.
Yeah. All righty. Yeah. But who denies their farts? Oh man, DJ Ray, you.
He denies.
I got a story. Oh man, DJ Ray, you. Who denies their farts? Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now, man. Trump, while he was on that call saying, "Hey, find those 11,000 votes." Yes, you know. They say he passed gas, and of course, unless it's like the big thing, he's going to say, "Hey, I'm the best farter." But if not, you deny it. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
Who denies their farts? Let's bring Anonymous into the neighborhood. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
Why did I know Anonymous was the lady? You know what I'm saying? Anonymous, who denies their farts?
I did, big. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what happened, Anonymous?
So we're going through COVID, we're just homesick and we're just trying to get out. So we get a hotel room, me and my boyfriend of about a year and some change, and we're hanging out. We get food to go. We're watching a movie. We lay down, do our thing, go to sleep, wake up in the middle of the night. He grabs some snacks. Mind you, I've been eating healthy and I've been on my fitness during quarantine, so snacks and me just didn't mix.
My stomach
was hurting. So we go back to sleep. I'm wearing a little bit of nothing. And so I turn around, and I guess laying on my stomach, I ended up farting a nasty one, big.
Oh, like that uncontrollable rolling. Like, did that come out of you? Like, good Lord.
It smelled bad. And he was asleep, so he moved around, like he wiggled on the bed, like, oh, okay, but didn't say nothing.
He didn't die, did he? So, is he dead, Anonymous?
So then, we wake up at 7 in the morning, and he's like, "Damn, babe, we unlocked a new level." And I was like, "Oh, what's that?" He's like, "You farted around me." And I was like, "I farted? No, you farted. That was your butt that came out of. That wasn't me." So I denied it.
Oh, man. He was probably like, "Yeah, we unlocked another level." Yeah. Found out she's a liar.
Yeah.
Found out she don't claim her farts. Oh, man. And especially if you're eating right, and it's like, oh, man.
One little thing. Yeah. Your stomach up,
he probably woke up like, "Ooh." And then they put him back to sleep. Like,
he said, "Woke him up and put him back to sleep."
Hell yeah.
Cover off. I'm trying to slowly take the cover off so he could see me and feel me. And then after that, I pulled the cover all the way up.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It penetrates, dude.
Yeah, go check into another room.
You know what I'm saying? Those nasty farts penetrate.
Baby, where you at? Oh, I'm in room 812. I heard that. I love Anonymous that a lady kicked it off for us.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
All righty. Now, do you pass gas around him now?
No.
Ah.
No, I don't usually pass gas. Like,
of course, women like, don't fart.
I made up for it that night.
Yeah, but you know what? Those romantic nights, it came out of you. Stinky lady, feather woman. All righty now. Hit us up. Who denies their farts? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Who denies their farts? All righty, we had Anonymous on who had, you know, been with her significant other for about a year. They went, you know, say, you know what, we caught up in the house. Let's just go get a hotel room and have a little date and so on and so forth. And then she ended up passing real bad gas, but blamed it on him. All righty, Rosie, let's bring Rosie into the neighborhood. Rosie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Rosie. Rosie, who denies their farts?
Well, I have this thing where I don't fart on a regular basis, right? But apparently I fart in my sleep.
Oh.
But my mother-in-law came to my rescue. She came out with this saying, and she goes, pedos en sueño no tienen dueño, which means when you fart in your sleep, there's no owner because you're asleep. You're not aware.
But it came out your butt, Rosie.
Yeah, but I'm asleep, so I don't know if it came out. It might have came out my husband's butt.
But what if your husband is awake and you're sleeping like, baby, damn, you tried to kill the whole family last night. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if your mother-in-law says that, you said it was from your mother-in-law, right?
Yeah.
If she says that, can you imagine what she's doing to your father-in-law? What
that been married for over 40 years, so apparently.
Yeah, because he don't know any better. He got brain damage. You know? And what kind of mother would say, hey, just fart in front of my son. It doesn't matter. You know, I heard that.
Out of sight, out of mind when you fart? Is
so, that so, yeah, so exactly. During the day, it's not, but at night, you'll rumble.
Apparently.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, how do you know at night it happens when you said apparently? Does it wake you up or do you have that feeling like, damn, I must have just passed gas, or does your husband tell you?
No, my husband tells me. If he's awake, it's not every night. He's just like, sometimes he'll roll over and then he's like, oh, I heard you. I just turned back around. I'm like, well, I was asleep. I didn't hear it. I don't know.
Yeah, there it is. You remember what your mom said?
Dog.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, it was a dog. He was like, we don't have a dog. She was like, I didn't say our dog. I said the dog, a dog.
A dog.
So when was the last time you had to drop one, Rosie?
Probably after I had my daughter. It was probably bad.
Okay, that's and how long ago was that?
She just turned 2.
Okay, yeah, well, you overdue then.
Yeah, you overdue.
You know what I'm saying? And tell your husband to put it in a plastic bag for us.
I will do it.
Oh, okay. Tell him to put it in a plastic bag for us in case any other country start tripping on us. We have a new bomb. You know what I'm saying? Who denies your farts? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Before we get into who denies your farts once again, I just had this thought, man, I really miss people coming to the neighborhood.
Yes.
You know, like listeners and our neighbors hanging out in here, having fun, all the people in there. We used to have it so packed in here that there were times I couldn't even see Vic 1.
Yeah.
We have to tell people like, hey, can you separate just a little bit so I can see Vic 1 just something. Oh, man, we'll be back, man. God willing.
Hope so. Yeah.
God willing, man. But I really miss that people, just the energy, and I miss concerts.
Sure. Yeah. I know.
I miss, you know, walking through the audience and hanging out. Like, I love seeing shows from the audience. Mm-hmm. Like, but we'll be back, man. And I think we didn't take it for granted, but I think we'll value it even more. Like, I didn't take it for granted, but now I'll value it even more. Mm-hmm. But we'll be back, man. Let's continue to take care of each other. All righty, so let's get into who denies their farts,
right? Yes, okay. There we go.
Who denies their farts? Let's bring Josue into the neighborhood and see what's going down with Josue. Okay. Josue, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Josue.
What up, Josue?
Who denies their farts?
Nah, it's not a deny, man. It was, we were a year into a relationship, me and my wife, current wife right now. She woke me up with one of her farts in the middle of the night. I thought I was dying, dude.
Damn, it was that bad. Could you hear it and smell it?
No, man, I did not hear it. I woke up in the middle of the night. I was sleeping. Woke up dying. I thought I was dying.
Man, he was like, man, to this day, I still wear a gas mask to sleep, big. Just to be safe. Man. You know, safe than sorry is what they say. So, man, did you wake her up or did her fart wake her up?
No, she was awake. She thought that I was sleeping. She thought it was going to be a whatever fart. And that woke me up.
Oh, man. And you know what, man? You married her anyway, huh?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. But you know what, man? But they say every relationship have its test.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, she cheated, he cheated, this happened, this happened. You know, that was just your relationship test.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, so once you got past that, easy say, smooth sailing. I heard that. All righty. Well, then she probably like, baby, you called the rate? You called Big Boy? Hey, Josue, what's your wife's name?
I told her, get on the radio right now, Big Boy. Get on Big Boy right now because I'm going to tell my story.
Oh, man. And what's your wife's name, Josue?
I don't want to say it, though. I don't want to say it.
Oh, come on, Josue. Come on. She tried to kill you.
You already warned her.
She's going to kill me right now.
Yeah, yeah, because she probably may come back tonight. Ain't no telling. You know what I'm saying? She say something. He say something right now. She going to go to J&S, yeah. Get them breakfast burritos. You know what I'm saying? Oh, get all right in there.
And
like, oh, you thought I got you years ago. Wait till tonight. All righty now. Who denies their farts? Hit us up. Oh, what would I do for a J&S burrito right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I'm on program right now. You know what I'm saying?
Not me, dog.
Just playing Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani, what are people talking about?
About Lil Uzi Vert and how sweet he is.
Oh.
Like, to his fans. So he has a fan who's 9 years old, and he shared a video of what he did for her, and he wished her a happy birthday. It's so sweet.
All right. Happy birthday, Casey. I know it's your 9th birthday. You're getting older. I know you've been doing good, doing everything you're supposed to be doing. So I hope you have a special birthday. And I will be calling you. Bye-bye.
And that's what's right with hip-hop. I love that.
It is. And he did call her Too Big, and they had the cutest FaceTime convo. And everybody was asking her mom, because it's not like her mom really knows Uzi like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how did you make this happen?
She said cameo?
No. Oh, okay. She went on Twitter, and she was like, all you got to do is support your community, and they will genuinely support you back, too. And
what does that mean? There's a lot of people that support their community that can't get...
Big, I was thinking that. I'm like, what if, like, she knows someone who knows Uzi and she supported this person?
What's the degree of separation there? But he did it. That's beautiful.
He did. But speaking of Uzi.
I love how she 9. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm your biggest fan. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I had that audio, but there's actually her singing that part. All my friends are dead.
Oh, my God. All her friends are like, we're here. We just can't be around. We rolled by outside. That was us blowing a horn.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But he did say, thank you for allowing your parents to listen to me.
Nah,
thank
I love
you
it.
To your parents.
I love it. That's a great gesture, too.
And speaking of Uzi Big, him and Future just dropped a new music video for their song, Drinking and Smoking.
Man, I know she ducking off with her side me. Who you know going hard really, baby, besides me?
Yeah.
We drank up and we smoked, but she always do the most. It kind of turned me on the way she licking on my
muscles. My chain
don't
ever
freeze, it look like I made a clone.
You know how the audio when him and Future caught the 5-year-old?
No.
And the 5-year-old like, I love to drink, I love to smoke. Like,
No. Hopefully there's no audio of that because we don't want a 5-year-old drinking.
Well, you never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
On TikTok.
Say what now?
Except you can see it on TikTok and kids probably copy whatever the TikTok does.
All right.
Yeah, true, but we know we're staying away from that.
Look at Mr. TikTok over here.
Yeah.
Do you have a TikTok, Lou?
I do, actually.
I heard. Do you do the dances? I love to do one with
not
you.
Not at all, but we should do one together, though.
Right.
A busted challenge. You got
I'm not doing a busted challenge.
I ain't doing no busted challenge either.
Man, we're getting into a fight leaving here. We do. There's people that have come up here during the quarantine just to fight us. You know what the busted challenge is?
Yeah.
I'm getting hot in there. Then we bounce down our asses and come up with different clothes on.
Yeah. You're
crazy as hell, dog. Y'all stick around y'all radio. Yeah, we can make it happen. All right. Make it happen. Y'all stick around y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Big, I think the last time I heard a animal tested positive for COVID, it was a dog somewhere, like a German Shepherd somewhere, bro. Now we have 2 gorillas at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park in California that have tested positive for COVID-19.
How did that happen, man?
Yeah, they said
because is the park closed?
You know what? I think it was open for a little bit.
So, okay.
Yeah, during times I remember it was.
And these gorillas not
capacity.
Going down to like the gaslight district and drinking and stuff, right?
They're not partying
That's
it up.
Two
no.
gorillas,
two
both
gorillas.
Of them positive for COVID-19.
Uh-huh. They're saying that they noticed it when they saw the gorillas coughing a little bit. Then
oh
there was
God.
Like congestion. So then they tested
and they
their
tested
they
them.
Tested their stool and they came back positive. They're saying that I think maybe like a staff member infected them that was asymptomatic.
Like, got that what were you doing? Tongue kissing them? Like, how close, for real, as a staff member,
maybe a care
how close are you
to
getting
them?
To the gorilla?
Yeah, that's
true. It's still a gorilla.
Maybe the ones that are feeding them or like, you know, I don't know, whatever they got to handle with them.
Right,
whatever
right,
they
right. Doing their hair, putting the perm in.
Picking their hair.
Like, one day we'll be back, man. Like, he, what? You're not feeling well. Well, let's take your temperature.
Okay, not there.
Hey, dude. That's after they got the results. After they got the results, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they mad now.
It's a mess after you get it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, hold on.
Is this the second one?
I got a fever. Hold on, let me see. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. We just gotta separate y'all. All right. Yeah. It's gotta go in your nose. It's gotta go. I gotta go in your nose. Okay. Well, if I don't put it in your nose, you know where else I gotta put it. All righty.
This is the first I've ever heard of this. So
yeah,
I guess
man.
We wish them a.
I wonder if it made it to like Gorilla News. Like, oh, this thing is spreading. You know how like we have our news.
Yes.
Like you know how when you spray a lot of ants. I wonder if it's on like the ant news. Like, oh, catastrophe today.
Yeah,
like 7,000 ants were killed.
It is a zoo, so maybe all the animals are like whispering to each other. There's a bird flying around telling everybody.
Yeah, man. Your little bird told me. Like, are we the only one who really communicate?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? With those sounds that we're hearing, there were probably other gorillas like, yeah. Oh, my God, man.
All the animals
start Johnny. Like, man, Johnny went down.
All I'm the
like,
animals start social distancing.
Hell yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you got that one animal like the kangaroo that's like, I'm not putting on no mask. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The other one with the actual moose horns is in there walking through the lobby.
Is this America right. Or what?
Last time I checked, this was San Diego. Why do you have that accent? Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home, Ani.
Big, don't spray anyone with disinfectant spray.
Okay.
It's so there's
this, what they do.
Right, no, so maybe right, but there is this teacher in Florida, of course, Florida.
Nah, Florida woman, Florida man.
But it was a high school teacher. I guess she got really, really upset with the students, and she got disinfectant spray, and she sprayed them, and then she ended up going to jail.
Mm.
So they were like, "Wait, why did you spray your students?" And she's like, "Well, they weren't wearing their masks properly."
Oh man!
So she's being accused of spraying these kids, four kids. So the trial is still going on. Apparently, there's video we haven't seen. But she's saying, like, oh, when this video comes out, you will see that I didn't spray these students. I promise you. And Big, so the news, right? They went around. They're knocking at their neighborhood.
Like, oh, yeah. Coming up to your door.
Yeah, go to her house. Try to talk to her husband. Husband doesn't come out. So, of course, they go to the next best thing, which is her neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So they ask her neighbor about this. They're like, oh, did you hear what your neighbor did? Like, she's a teacher. She sprayed. And the neighbor was like, you know what? No, it's not right what she did. But arresting her for something like this, especially when teachers have to go through so
yeah,
much
man,
with students,
right now?
Yeah, like, it's a lot.
I'm tripping that they're in a classroom to be sprayed.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Like, where are they? Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess Florida. I guess they're...
yeah.
But apparently that school, it was called like LARVOS, Larvos.
Yeah, Lysol removal. No, I'm just
like something like that. But apparently over there you have to wear masks. So these students not wearing it, like they're going against it
and
too.
And I'm wondering if she just sprayed like in their direction, like, oh, you know, like
that's what she true. Said. Like that's what they're saying. Oh, it was just like towards their face and their body, but
right.
I don't know what's gonna happen, but
and then it's going, oh my god. Oh,
yeah.
Like, oh okay.
Vic, what would you do? Like if you were a teacher during a time like this and you saw a student not?
Let me tell you, dude, for one, even in better times, I wouldn't want to be a teacher. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because teachers, for some reason, students really don't respect them.
Mm-mm.
They're not being paid well. They're super dynamite when it comes to, you know, teaching your kids. It's almost like you drop your kids off and these people are helping you raise your kids. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like teachers are so disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And also, there's a different kind of power and entitlement to kids now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're in the most some of them are in the most disrespectful era right now. You see where they want to challenge you. I'm just not that person. You know,
yeah.
I will be the person also that would be in court for, you know what I'm saying, for something crazy. To, you know what I mean? So there it is. Lysol is light. You know, I've seen someone, I'm like, dude, look at this.
Kids
you
are crazy.
Yeah,
like,
man. You
like
know what
you
I'm saying?
Challenge.
All right, hit us up. We got Teen Talk coming up. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Boy. Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
All right, Big. Recently, I heard some news about Donald Trump. He was expected to give the New England Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick, this Presidential Medal of Freedom Award,
mm-hmm.
right? It's an award, right, Jason? I know Jason knows more of this.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's a very big honor that presidents, they only give out a few of them.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
and sometimes it's like, you know, people that's not, you know, coaches or, you know, Donald been giving them to, you know, just people that pass by him or, you know what I'm saying?
And it's at his own discretion, right? Whoever he wants to give it to. Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, this was a story that was going out and it was completely true. Yes, he did want to give one to Bill Belichick, but Bill Belichick is not going to receive it because he denied it.
Yeah, man. He declined having it. He was
man.
And you know, they buddies pretty much. You see pictures of them, so on and so forth. But he was like, nah.
Yeah, back in 2016, I think he even kind of gave him a big thing, like a congratulations on your campaign. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to be the right person for the job, for the presidency. But everything that's been going on ever since he took, you know, being the president, I think has changed his mind. He put out a statement. Some of the statement says, recently, I was offered the opportunity to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which I was flattered by out of respect for what honor represents and admiration for prior recipients. Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred and the decision has made not to move forward with the award.
Mm-hmm. Above all, I'm an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I also represent my family and the New England Patriots team. One of the most rewarding things in my professional career took place in 2020 when, through the great leadership within our team, conversations about social justice, equality, and human rights moved to the forefront and became action. So continue those efforts while remaining true to the people, team, and country. I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
That is awesome, bro.
How is Donald going to spin this?
I know, man. For a minute there,
I want him to have it anyway.
You know, Bill Belichick doesn't deny that they're still friends. You know, they still have a relationship. But just accepting that award, I don't think was right. I think, honestly, I had this conversation on Twitter about just politics being mixed into sports more than ever now.
Yeah.
And people are saying, no, well, you can't do that. I'm like, dude, you can't deny the fact that it's already there.
And I think we see it more because there's social media. You know what I'm saying? You had Muhammad Ali, who they stripped of his, you know, heavyweight title and sent to jail. You had the brothers that put the black power sign up. You know, you have so many people that take a stance. And I think now with social media, we see it a little bit more.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I think if Bill Belichick would have taken this, would have accepted this award, I think if whether he continues with New England Patriots or another team, other teams would probably be like,
hey, man, I just would have hit up Donald like, man, don't offer it to him.
Yeah.
If I know him, like, dude, like, don't offer it to me. Like, yeah, man.
It ain't
like,
the right move, bro.
I've been hearing something about you. Yeah, don't
That's
offer
true.
It to me. All right, well, there it is. It'll stay there. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Please do enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for hanging out with us, man. Once again, Kendrick Lamar, we had him in the neighborhood for, in case you missed it, eight years ago.
Man.
Yeah, Good Kid, Mad City dropped, man, and we had Kendrick in the neighborhood anticipating the release of the album. You can find that entire video at RadioBigBoy.com in case you missed it, Kendrick Lamar. And also, don't tell Mom. There's a swingers party on inside. When's the last time you've been to a swingers party, Lou?
I've never been to a swingers party before.
What about you, Ani?
Never been.
Right.
But I kind of would want to see it. Like from far away.
Oh, my Lord. Don't you get yourself like, caught up in no swingers party.
Not be a part
of it.
Hey,
do you get crazy stuff to your DM? Do you ever get like pics?
Yeah.
A lot of nudes? Crazy. I've never gotten a nude to my DM.
Really?
Everything is like, can you listen to this? You know, hip hop, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
you've never gotten girls with their
never. I have, and I don't look at a lot of DMs, but I've looked at enough where you know what I'm saying, where or how you can see what it's about and kind of check in without somebody really knowing that you tapped in, but. Nah.
They know that you're not single. That's why. They're like, we can't disrespect
girls don't
that.
Worry
like,
about that.
They ain't tripping, dude.
Come on now, stop it.
That's why.
And every time I say I don't get DMs, you guys know this is me really promoting that I want them.
Please send something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Can you catch on?
Yeah. Come on, man. I'm tired of hot girls in my area. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how do you know I'm on here?
Bots.
Yeah. Don't tell Mom there's a swingers party inside. That's what we were talking about. And also, man, Marvel is making Deadpool 3.
Yes,
so I know
man.
What I got to do before Deadpool 3 comes out. I got to watch the first two. Have you seen Deadpool?
Just the first one, not the second.
Why not the second? Anti?
Yeah, not even.
Do you think your son has seen it?
No.
No? No. Oh, man. You should watch it together. There's a lot of... No, not. I don't even think it's appropriate at that age, to be honest with you.
Right.
It
can't be worse than the Polo G stuff or anything.
Hey,
man, but real quick, shout out to Polo G. Man, my son wanted this merch from him, and I went on, and we couldn't find it.
Really?
And he had me go to his house and pick it up for my son's birthday.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, real talk, man.
That is so cool.
Real talk, man. All righty, so, and I don't know why I said that. Y'all don't give a damn.
That's so cool.
And why are people mad at me and Meek Mill? No, we talked about that. But yeah, like, man, nobody wants to worry about no merch. Yeah, but Meek Mill, I guess he told people, you know, invest in stocks, so on and so forth, and they, people are saying that he put the Bitcoin value down.
Yeah, he's the reason it went down.
Yeah, that is a powerful man.
I don't get it.
Well, find out after the show. I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here. Enjoy the rest of your day, like we said, man, and please take care of yourself. Take care of you. Take care of the family. Take care of the loved ones. Take care of your neighbors, and also take care of and be kind to strangers. We are Big Boys Neighborhood, and we are gone. Thank you for listening to another full show episode right here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember, there's all new episodes of Big Boy After the Show every weekday right here on RadioBigBoy.com. It's all new content you've never heard before, and it all goes down right here after we get off air.